It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The financial strain on small businesses, insights from the latest U.S. economic reports. AI adoption soars in SMB and mid-market. Channel partners are poised for growth. And Amazon retires a checkout technology, Microsoft pushes upgrades, and Google bolsters workspace security. This is the Business of Tech. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSBradio and use the code MSBradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Kicking off a new week, let's look at some of the latest market conditions. We have a bunch. The Russell 2000 index lost approximately 3% during the previous 7 days. Downturn comes as investors grapple with various concerns, including rising interest rates, inflation, and geopolitical tensions. The small cap market has been a significant driver of growth in the U.S. equity landscape and has recently faced headwinds. The S&P 600 is down 5.19% month to date. Confidence among U.S. small business owners has reached an 11-year low due to high inflation, hiring difficulties, and tight financial conditions. The Small Business Optimism Index dropped to its lowest level since December 2012, with inflation being the top concern for owners. The unemployment rate may have dropped, but 37% of owners reported unfilled job openings. Economist Mohamed El Aran sees this drop in confidence as a sign of a looming slowdown in the U.S. economy. The latest Consumer Price Index report indicates that inflation in the U.S. is higher than expected, potentially impacting plans to lower interest rates. The CPI rose 0.4% in March, with core CPI rising at an annualized pace of 4.5% in the last 3 months. This could lead to a shift in the Federal Reserve's interest rate projections and limit the number of rate cuts this year. But there is particularly good news for anyone with a small business and credit cards. Visa and MasterCard have reached a major settlement with merchants to cut and cap credit card processing fees, resulting in expected savings of at least $29.8 billion for U.S. businesses. Merchants will have more flexibility in adjusting prices for goods sold via credit card, with fee rates expected to decrease over the next several years. Why do we care? A win for credit card fees is a win for most small businesses. Let's take it. Now, before we overthink the market, let's see what it means to technology. On to that data. And some insight on opportunities. According to TechIsle's research, AI adoption in SMBs and mid-market presents significant opportunities for channel partners. Over 40% of upper mid-market firms, nearly 40% of core mid-market firms, and almost 30% of small businesses expect AI-related IT spending to increase by more than 25% in 2024. However, potential risks exist, such as vendors bypassing the channel and customers favoring partners who can leverage AI efficiently. Channel leaders are advised to adopt a sense and respond approach and align value propositions with customer decision makers. Key solution categories for AI adoption include cybersecurity, customer experience, IT operations, and management. Successful channel firms can capitalize on the rapid growth of AI in the SMB and mid-market by working with relevant solutions, products, and suppliers. A survey of business leaders reveals concerns about quickly training employees to keep up with AI and tech developments. In a survey of 715 senior executives worldwide, including 680 from Forbes Global 2000 companies and 35 public sector organizations, 80% said it's never been this difficult to plan for future talent requirements. 92% of senior executives say they'll need a more flexible workforce in the next 2 years. Why do we care? So this is where I see the two stories coming together. First, a flexible workforce does not mean full-time employees necessarily. Instead, one option is working with a partner to deliver skills and capabilities that will be of higher value when needed. Layer in AI. The productivity boosts can offset inflation costs. Tying the two together and linking them to revenue will be a successful choice. Sense and respond. There's an awful lot to unpack there. To sense, you need to be very close to your customers and not only hear what they say, but also sense unspoken concerns. Respond implies you're prepared to do so with appropriate solutions. I agree with the approach and want to point out that those who execute will be both scarce and more profitable. There's also some interesting platform news. Amazon is removing its Just Walk Out technology from all fresh grocery stores in the U.S. The self-checkout system, which relied on cameras, sensors, and human monitoring, faced issues and was expensive to install and maintain. Privacy concerns were also raised due to the collection of biometric information. Amazon plans to revamp its retail grocery arm by introducing Dash smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout. Zoom has undergone its first major overhaul in nearly 10 years, utilizing artificial intelligence to enhance the video calling experience. The redesign includes a fresh look with customizable color themes and meeting backgrounds, and new features like multi-speaker view, document collaboration, portrait lighting, personalized audio isolation, and dynamic reactions. Improved collaboration features such as the Meetings tab and Meeting Event Hub have also been implemented. Zoom Workplace is available at no additional cost for eligible paid plans. Microsoft has announced price increases of between 9.26% and 16.67% for its Dynamics 365 business applications, citing the release of new features and enhancements as the justification. The price changes will take effect on October 1st of this year. U.S. government users will see a 10% increase in October 2024, followed by another minor increase in October 2025 to align with commercial pricing. Microsoft plans to introduce recommendations in the Windows 11 Start menu, essentially ads for apps in the Microsoft Store. The feature is initially being tested with a small group of U.S. beta channel Windows insiders. The recommendations can be turned off and are currently limited to a subset of those beta channel Windows insiders. However, the feature could be released more widely in the future. Microsoft is using full-screen prompts to encourage Windows 10 users to upgrade to Windows 11, even though not all PCs are eligible. The prompts thank users for their loyalty and provide information about the end of support date. Microsoft has not clarified if this is a one-time notification or if it will appear regularly over the next 18 months. The prompt does not mention that consumers can continue using Windows 10 securely beyond the end of the support date if they are willing to pay for extended security updates. Windows 11 uptake has been slower due to stricter hardware requirements. And Google Workspace is introducing a multi-admin approval feature for high-risk setting changes to enhance security and prevent unauthorized modifications. This feature requires multiple admins to approve sensitive actions, adding an extra layer of security and preventing isolated decision-making. It aims to prevent compromised accounts from making harmful changes and lower the risk of lowering the overall security level. Why do we care? First, I want to note that Amazon is abandoning a major investment. There's a lesson in abandoning technology and plans when they aren't working. Microsoft sure is squeezing that upgrade, full screen ads, and you end up with more ads in Windows 11. Not sure I'm so keen on this. Distinctly, this is your opportunity to send feedback. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit CoreView.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is tax day in the US, but it's also National Laundry Day. Really. Have a question you want answered? We take those listener questions, send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer questions live each week on our Wednesday live show, this week, 3 p.m. Eastern, YouTube and LinkedIn. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.